today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever looked back? Have you ever looked back with a desire to go back? Have you ever looked back with a desire to go back and went back? Once you leave a bad situation, it's not good to look back if God told you to reach forward. You can look back and learn from your experience, but you can't look back with a desire to go back. Many people fail in relationships because they're looking back, comparing the blessing to the bust. Many people fail in new places of employment because they look back to what they used to do at the other company and find fault with the new company. A lot of people aren't happy today because they won't focus on the green pastures ahead of them. They keep looking back to what could have been if. They keep looking back to what they would have done if. They get stuck in the past, looking back, thinking they can change people or the situation. What they fail to realize is that by looking back, they fail to embrace the necessary change needed to press forward. Some are afraid of what's ahead, so they settle for what's behind. If God tells you to leave, to go, or to escape for your life, don't look back. In Genesis chapter 19, verses 15 through 17, the angels God sent to urge and assist Lot and his family with escaping the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah took hold of their hands as they lingered after being instructed to leave. The angels said, "Escape for your life. Don't look back behind you, nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest you be destroyed." God was destroying Sodom and Gomorrah as a result of the vile behavior in the city. God was pronouncing judgment on the city and at the same time showing mercy towards Lot and his family. Where is it that God told you to leave and you are still lingering about? The angels shared with Lot and his family to hurry and escape because they couldn't do anything until they arrived in their new destination. Lot's wife did not obey the instructions of the angels. Even though she made it out of the city, she looked behind her and she became a pillar of salt. Are you having problems moving forward? Are you focused on what's behind? Lot's wife was the only one who looked behind. Is the reason the group, the relationship, the job, the finances, the situation, or the circumstances not moving forward have anything to do with you looking behind? God is leading you out of whatever might influence you to give into the culture of sin. Don't look back. Don't look behind. Remember the words of Paul to the Philippians. Forget those things behind and reach forward to those things ahead. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.